由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Today we come to the third and the last of the temptations of Christ.
今日我们将要讲到耶稣所受的第三个，也都是最后一个的试探。
And I want to begin by telling you a true story.
首先我想为你讲一个真实的故事。
In Africa, there is a certain tribe that selects a new king every 7 years.
在一个的部落里面呢，每七年都要选一个新的首领的。
But as soon as the new king is elected, the old king must be killed.
但是当一个的新首领选出之后呢，每一个旧的首领都要被人杀了。
During the 7 year reign of a given king, that king is an absolute ruler.
但是在那七年的任期里面呢，这个的王呢是绝对的统治者来的。
The king has ultimate rights and privileges.
这个的首领有着至高的权柄和特权。
Above all, that king has absolute power over everything except one.
简单来讲，这个首领在所有的事情上面都有绝对的权威，除了一件事。
He cannot change the custom that the old king must be killed after 7 years.
就是他不能够改变传统，就是七年之后原来的首领就要被杀。
Now you would think that there would be no candidates for the job.
咁你而家实谂啦，肯定冇人肯做呢份工啦。
Knowing of course that they will surely die after 7 years.
七年之后一定要死。
Yet they always have had an abundance of adults vying for the job.
但系原来喺个部落里面有大量嘅成年人系为呢个工作而竞争啊。
They prefer 7 years of absolute power and self-indulgence than a long life.
他们宁愿有七年的绝对权威和为所欲为，艳腰长寿。
And while we may cringe at this kind of thinking, the truth is that there are many people who prefer to live their lives like that king.
可能我们心里头真的一见到这种想法就想退缩了，七年要死，但是原来这个世界上面有很多人希望自己的生活好像个首领一样。
Many people are craving and grabbing for all the mirage that this life can offer.
很多人都渴望和捉住今生的海市蜃楼。
But they give very little thought to the end of their life.
但是他们却不去思考生命终结的事情。
They are totally infatuated with power and control, and they do not even think about their eternal life.
他们完全沉迷在权力和控制里面，甚至一点都不去想关于永恒生命的事。
If you have tuned in for the first time, my listening friend,
如果你是第一次收听我们的天路导向的话，
We are at the last of 3 temptations of Jesus.
麦克牧师和我万峰和你分享的是耶稣所受的第三个试探，即是最后一个试探。
We saw that after Jesus' baptism, where the Father publicly crowned him as his beloved son,
我们见到耶稣在接受水礼，父神就当众宣称他为自己的爱子之后，
Jesus went into the wilderness.
耶稣就去到旷野。
And in the wilderness, he fasted for 40 days.
在旷野里面，耶稣禁食了40日。
And right at the end of Jesus' fasting time, the devil came in to tempt him.
就在耶稣禁食结束的时候，魔鬼就前来试探他了。
And the devil tempted Jesus in 3 areas.
魔鬼从三个方面来试探耶稣。
And these 3 areas are representative of all temptations in life.
这三个方面代表着生活里头面临的所有试探。
Pleasure, popularity, and power.
享乐、名声、权势。
Every time you and I are tempted, it is in one or more of these areas.
每次你和我所受的试探都是在这三类的范围之内。
Why was Jesus tempted this way?
点解佢哋要咁样去试探耶稣呢？
The Bible tells us that Jesus, the Son of God, was tempted in every way as we are, but without sin.
圣经话俾我哋听，原来上帝嘅儿子耶稣基督佢都凡事曾经受过试探，好似我哋一样，只系佢冇犯罪。
In other words, there is no temptation that you have ever faced or will ever face that Jesus had not faced.
换句话讲，你所面对同埋你即将要面对嘅试探，冇一样嘢耶稣未曾面对过。
In the same text, in the letter to the Hebrews, it gives us the reason why Jesus was tempted in every way.
在希伯来书正话那段我讲过的经文里头，告诉我们，原来耶稣在凡事上都受到试探的原因。
It says that Jesus was tempted so that he could sympathize with our weaknesses.
原来那里说耶稣被试探，是为了让耶稣体恤我们的软弱。
What does that mean?
点解我要咁讲？
It means that Jesus was tempted so that none of us could ever look up to heaven and say, God doesn't understand my pain.
呢个意思就系话，原来耶稣都曾经受过试探，咁样让到我哋冇人能够望住个天，跟住话，上帝啊，你都唔能够理解我啲痛苦嘅。
Or God doesn't feel what I feel.
或者说上帝都体会不到我所感受我所体会的。
Or God does not experience what I'm experiencing.
或者说上帝你都没有经历过一些我经历的事，你怎么会知道？
No matter what you are suffering right now.
无论现在你正遭受哪样的苦楚。
Jesus can look you in the eye and say, I have experienced far worse.
耶稣都可以望住你只眼，同你话：我受嘅嘢比你更加痛苦。
Are you experiencing the pain of rejection?
你有冇经历过被拒绝嘅痛苦啊
？He experienced it more.
耶稣经历过更多啊。
Are you experiencing the pain of injustice and unfairness?
你有冇经历过被唔公正、唔公平咁样对待啊
？He experienced it more.
耶稣经历过更多这样的痛苦。
Are you experiencing physical pain in your body?
你经历过肉体上面的痛苦吗？
He experienced it more.
耶稣比你更加痛啊。
Are you experiencing false accusations and being wrongly maligned?
你经历过被诬告和诽谤的痛苦吗？
He experienced it more.
耶稣比你经历更多。
Are you experiencing temptations for pleasure, popularity, or power?
你经历过享乐、名声、权势的试探吗？
Jesus was tempted like we are, but he had victory over these temptations every time.
耶稣亦都同我哋一样系被试探，但系耶稣每一次都胜过呢啲试探。
Why?
点解我会咁样讲啊？
So that we too can be victorious over all of these temptations.
因为只有这样我们才能够对这些试探去跨胜。
But some of you, my listening friends, may be asking, why did Jesus go along with Satan?
亲爱的听众朋友，可能有些人会问，为什么我们要跟撒旦周旋先？
Why didn't he just say to Satan, go away?
为什么耶稣一见到撒旦不就跟撒旦说，走吧，你撒旦？
Oh, first, he wanted to demonstrate to us his power over Satan.
第一，耶稣想向我们显明他有胜过撒旦的能力。
Secondly, he wanted to show us that in his power, we too can defeat Satan.
第二，他还想告诉我们听，靠着他的大能，我们都能够打败撒旦。
Now listen to that third temptation in Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 to 11.
让我们一起来看看马太福音第四章八到十一节的第三个试探。马太福音四章八到十一节。 魔鬼又带耶稣上咗一座最高嘅山峰，将呢个世界上千千万万嘅国家同埋所有国家上面嘅荣华都指俾耶稣睇。佢就同耶稣讲：耶稣，你如果俯伏去拜我嘅话，我就将呢一切嘢都赐俾你。耶稣就话：撒旦，行开啦！因为圣经上面记载住，你要拜你嘅上帝，单单去侍奉你嘅上帝。
In the first temptation, Satan tried to tempt Jesus to disobey and distrust his father.
在第一个试探里面，撒旦试图引诱耶稣来违背和不信任父上帝。
And when the devil failed in doing that,
而当魔鬼失败之后，
Satan tried to get Jesus to test his father.
撒旦又企图叫耶稣去试探父上帝。
And when the devil failed to do that,
跟住当撒旦又失败了。
He tries this his final and most desperate effort to corrupt Jesus.
他就尝试了最后的垂死挣扎，想要腐化耶稣。
But in doing so, Satan finally revealed his secret purpose.
但是这样做的时候，撒旦最终暴露了他自己不可告人的目的了。
Satan finally reveals his true intent, and that is,to induce Jesus to worship him.
原来撒旦最终的真实企图就是想引诱耶稣去敬拜他。
The devil himself offered to do something for Jesus in exchange of what Jesus could do for him.
魔鬼就提出要帮耶稣做些事，最后换取耶稣帮他做些事。
How did Satan do this?
撒旦怎样去做到这件事呢？
Supernaturally, he took Jesus to the place from where they can see the whole planet Earth.
凭着超自然的能力，撒旦就将耶稣带到去一个地方，睇晒成个地球嘅。
And he showed him the splendor of Egypt with all its vast treasures.
撒旦就指俾耶稣睇所有嘅地方，包括一个拥有无数财宝同埋壮观景色嘅埃及。
Then he showed him the mighty power of Rome with all its vast empire.
撒旦然后又指俾耶稣睇嗰个拥有好大嘅地土、好大嘅疆域嘅强盛嘅罗马。
No doubt he showed him the great Athens.
撒旦一定都会指俾耶稣睇伟大嘅雅典。
And the magnificent Corinth.
宏伟嘅哥林多。
And of course the royal city of David.
当然仲有大卫嘅王城啦。
And there Satan said to Jesus, "It is all yours right now."
睇完之后，撒旦就对耶稣话：，而家呢啲全部都系你噶啦。
My listening friend, there's an important word here. You do not want to miss it.
亲爱嘅听众朋友，有一个好重要嘅词，希望你唔好漏咗佢。
It is the word now.
就系而家。
Satan knew that all of it belongs to Jesus anyway, but not before the cross.
撒旦知道呢一切迟早都会归耶稣所有，但系就唔系走上十字架之前。
Satan knew that Jesus is crowned as the Lord of the universe.
撒旦知道耶稣将会戴上宇宙主宰嘅冠冕。
But he does not get crowned until after the crucifixion.
但是耶稣要在十字架上面死而复活之后才能够加冕。
So Satan comes in and he says to Jesus, Jesus, wouldn't you like to get it all now?
于是撒旦就前来跟耶稣说，耶稣你不想现在就预先得到，不用钉十字架，不用去客西马尼园吗？
Why wait for what is rightfully your?
原本就是属于你的了，为什么还要等呢？
Why follow your father's plan when you can circumvent it?
你明明可以避开，唔使受难，点解仲要听你父上帝讲嘢啫？
Jesus, you have already paid the price by leaving heaven and coming to earth. You have done enough.
耶稣啊，你离开天上嚟到人间，咪已经付出晒代价咯，够啦。
Jesus, why do you submit as a servant when you could reign as king right now?
耶稣啊，你根本就可以好似君王咁样掌权啦，点解依家成个奴仆咁啫
？Jesus, I am not offering you anything that your father has not already promised you.
耶稣， 我所提供俾你嘅，全部都系父上帝已经应许咗俾你噶。
And didn't Psalm 2:8 prophesy saying, "Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, and the ends of the earth your possession"?
诗篇第二篇第八节唔系一早讲咗话，你求我，我就将列国赐俾你作为你嘅基业，将地极赐俾你作为你嘅田产咩？
What the Father offered Jesus for his righteous obedience, Satan now is offering it to him for his unrighteous obedience.
耶稣由于公义信服而得着天父上帝的应许，但是撒旦想用耶稣不公义的屈服来求取撒旦给他的东西。
My listening friend, do you know that the devil does that to you and to me every single day?
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你知唔知道魔鬼撒旦每一日都喺你同我身上咁样做啊？
Satan will offer you only pure counterfeit.
撒旦俾你所有嘅嘢都系 A 货假货嚟噶。
And Satan's price is always cheaper.
撒旦嘅货 A 货啊嘛，实平啲噶。
Some of you probably are saying, "How can Satan own the whole earth?"
有啲人会问，撒旦点会拥有成个世界啫？
And how can he offer it to Jesus?
跟住佢又点样将成个世界交俾耶稣呢？
I want to explain this to you, my listening friend.
嗱，各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，让我为你解释一下。
When God established the earth, He gave the property deeds to Adam.
当上帝创造这个世界的时候，上帝将这个世界的管理权好像业权一样就给了亚当。
But Adam forfeited his right to exercise dominion.
但是当亚当丧失了行使管辖的权力的时候，
And he surrendered his birthright to Satan when he obeyed Satan and did not obey God.
当他没有信服上帝而去服从撒旦的时候，就等于将他的继承权拱手交了给撒旦。
But Satan knew that his days would be few after Jesus had gone to the cross.
撒旦知道在耶稣上了十字架之后，他自己的日子就所剩无几了。
The cross was God's way of redeeming and recapturing what Adam lost to Satan.
十字架就是上帝的方法去将到亚当输给撒旦的一切的东西收回来，去赎回来。
Satan knew that after the cross and the resurrection, he would be exposed as a usurper.
撒旦知道当耶稣上了十字架和复活之后，他篡位者的面目将会暴露无遗。
So what did Satan do?
那撒旦做了什么呢？
Satan wanted to keep the ownership of the earth.
原来撒旦企图保住世界的所有权。
And he thought he could keep it by offering the earth to Jesus before the cross.
撒旦以为他可以通过耶稣在上十字架之前就将这个世界送给他，从而他就可以继续拥有这个世界。
And so here, in the third temptation of Christ,
因此在耶稣基督面临的第三个试探里面，
Satan's cunning, conniving and miserable plot was exposed.
撒旦那个狡猾、阴暗和可悲的阴谋就暴露无遗了。
It was exposed by the Lord Jesus Christ when he said to him, "Away, Satan," or "Be gone, Satan."
当耶稣说撒旦你走开了，主耶稣就将撒旦的阴谋完全揭露出来。
Jesus told him, "It is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God alone.'"
耶稣同撒旦话：圣经上面写住，当要去拜你嘅主、你嘅上帝，单单侍奉佢。
My listening friends, let me tell you something of uttermost importance as I conclude.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，我想话俾你听最重要嘅一点。
There is no single human being on the face of the earth who does not have a God.
在这个世界上面，没有一个人心里头没有神灵的。
Every one of us has a God.
每一个人心里头都有一个神。
Every one of us has a number one in their life.
其实那个神就是我们生命里头每一个占有首位的一个的欲望或者信仰。
Paul told the Philippians in 3:19,
在腓立比书三章十九节里面，保罗话俾我哋听
，that for some people their God is their appetite.
有啲人佢哋嘅神就系佢哋嘅嘴巴，因为佢哋中意食嘢。
And Jesus said in Matthew 6:24,
耶稣喺马太福音六章廿四节咁讲过
，that for some people their God is money.
有啲人嘅钱就系佢哋嘅上帝。
And for some people, their God is themselves.
有些人呢的上帝，或者有些人的偶像，有些人的神就是他们自己。
Whatever and whomever your number one is, that's your God.
就是无论什么或者谁在你心目中排第一的，那个就是你的神。
And we all have a choice.
我们都可以选择的。
Either to worship the one true God or cheap substitute.
你一系敬拜嗰个独一无二嘅上帝，一系就去揾个廉价嘅 A 货翻嚟。
Either you place the one true God as number one in your life.
你可以将独一嘅上帝放喺你生命嘅首位。
Or you give that position to someone or something else.
你亦都可以将呢个位置拱手让俾其他嘅人或者物件。
Either you choose to love God with every fiber of your being.
你可以选择用自己每一个细胞、每一条神经纤维去爱上帝。
Or you choose to love someone or something else.
你亦都可以选择爱其他嘅人或者其他嘅事物。
Some of you may say, how can I stand firm in the face of temptation?
有些人会问我，怎样可以在试探面前站立得稳呢？
By first thing in the morning, you must place on yourself God's protective armor suit.
我想告诉你，每日早上做的第一件事，就是要一定穿上上帝赐给你的全副军装。
Listen to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11.
请你听下以弗所书六章十一节啊。
Put on the whole armor of God that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
你要穿戴上帝所赐的全副军装，就能够抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Begin every morning by placing each piece on your body piece by piece.
每日早上将军装一件一件咁样着喺身上面。
Place the truth around your loins.
将真理当做一条嘅皮带去绑住你条腰。
The breastplate of righteousness over your chest.
用公义当做护心镜遮胸。
And the boots of the gospel of peace over your feet.
又用平安嘅福音当作预备走路嘅鞋着喺脚上面。
And the sword of faith in your hand.
将那个信心的利剑捉在你的手中间。
And the helmet of salvation over your head.
将救恩的头盔戴在头上面。
And the sword of the spirit in your other hand.
另一只手就捉住圣灵的宝剑。
Then said the apostle Paul, after you have done that, pray all times in the spirit with all prayers and supplication.
使徒保罗话：然后你做完晒呢一切之后，靠住圣灵，随时不断咁样去祷告祈求，你就能够战胜魔鬼，战胜试探，战胜诱惑。送上俾你 ，Onward Christian Soldiers， 基督精兵歌。
As to war with the cross.
我哋嘅耶稣基督就系会带领我哋克胜试炼、克胜困难嘅上帝。我哋见到喺呢一辑嘅基督受试探嘅分享里头，我哋见到耶稣都曾经受过试探，但系佢唔需要惧怕试探，因为佢系相信上帝对佢嘅应许，佢系同上帝嘅关系非常密切。喺圣经里头写耶稣。我与天父是原为一，他们是三为一体的真神。所以我们靠着耶稣基督，耶稣受过困难，受过试探，他不怕，所以我们跟着他，我们都不怕。这个呢就好像我们讲话跟大佬，你跟啱了个大佬呢，你就不怕了。而耶稣基督就是我们最好的大佬，只要我们每日去跟着他的时候，我们无论面对什么困难，什么挑战，都不需要害怕。因为他与我们同在，他要为我们担当一切的难关。在这里愿上帝赐福给你。我们在之后的节目将会开始一个全新的系列信息，希望你继续留意天路导向。再会。